This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
I know today's got to be one of the biggest audiences ever. So much going on. So much going on. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. It is a wild day out there. It is Monday. And it is a fun day. You know this show will be about Brett Kavanaugh. And the lies and fraud being committed by a member of the I Hate Men Club of the liberal feminist wing of the Communist Party of the United States of America, a.k.a. the Democratic Party. From now on, just call all these women the I Hate Men Club. But before we get to it, lots of breaking news. First of all, Joe Biden gave a speech, must have been over the weekend, Saturday evening speech at the Human Rights Campaign, and he called President Trump supporters virulent dregs of society. You and I are the dregs of society. He called us virulent people and dregs of society. Despite losing in the courts and in the court of opinion, these forces of intolerance remain determined to undermine and roll back the progress you all have made, he said. This time, they, not you, have an ally in the White House. This time, they have an ally. They're a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, some of them dregs of society. Biden then urged the crowd to do what they could to oppose Trump and his administration for promoting prejudice under the guise of culture. Those who try to excuse this kind of prejudice in the name of culture, I say prejudice is prejudice and humanity is humanity. It is a crime. Our work is not done yet by any stretch. The stakes are much too high. So this comes after Clinton called us a basket of deplorables. Donald Trump Jr. immediately called out Biden tweeting Sunday evening. The comments went too far even for him, meaning for crazy Joe Biden. Even for him, the comments went too far. Mentally ill liberals. And I'll have a letter I'll read during this show. I tweeted it out. I Facebooked it out by a woman whose life was ruined by Barack Obama. And eventually her brother committed suicide because of what Obama did to them and other Republican donating car dealers all over the United States. And it turns out, she says, 80 of them have committed suicide because Obama stole their lives. That's prejudice. That's racism. That's hatred for white Republicans. And that was Barack Obama. And yet they want to call us bad names. I'll get to that letter in a little while. First, breaking news. President Trump just broke up their little party. The party's over, liberals. President Trump issues immediate declassification order of the Carter Page FISA documents. Immediate declassification. It's all going down today. Fox News' John Roberts reported today the president would issue the declassification order momentarily at the request of Congress. The president is directed for the immediate declassification of the FISA court in the matter of Carter Page, all FBI reports of interviews with Bruce Orr, all FBI reports of interviews prepared in connection with all Carter Page FISA applications. Now the American people are going to find out what frauds the Democratic Party is. And of course, you'll find out again we put this woman from the Man Haters Club on display at a United States congressional hearing. Let her go one-on-one with Brett Kavanaugh, and you'll see what class is. You'll see what a wonderful Catholic boy who loves his daughters, who loves his wife, who coaches girls basketball. The guy is a saint, and everyone who's ever known him has said he's a saint, and he says he was never even at the house that she claims he was drunk and tried to, quote-unquote, rape her and maybe murder her. crazy liberal woman wearing pink you-know-what hats at the anti-Trump rally, led by a Muslim woman who hates Jews and wants to kill us all. So isn't that a wonderful group? They can have the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party can have them. What a group these people are. Linda Sarsour organized that Women's March on record time and time again. She has said things about her hatred for Jews, her hatred for Israel, her love of Sharia law, her not wanting anyone to humanize Jews. She organized that hateful women's rally against Donald Trump, and the woman accusing Brett Kavanaugh was at that rally. But wait, it gets better. Oh, it gets so much better. Forget about the fact Brett Kavanaugh, who's a Boy Scout, who's a saint, says he was never at the party. Brett Kavanaugh's mother was the judge presiding over the foreclosure case involving the accuser's parents, Christine Blasey Ford, the crazy, mentally ill, Trump derangement wacko woman who claims he was going to rape her and she felt he'd murder her. She's the woman who's accusing Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. But it turns out that Ford's parents, her parents, were defendants in the case presided over by a Brett Kavanaugh's mother, whom he has spoken of at length during his confirmation hearings. Accuser Christine Ford's parents were defendants in a 1996 foreclosure case presided over by Kavanaugh's mother, Judge Martha G. Kavanaugh, in Maryland. Saw the site, saw the whole case. Wow. Two screenshots from Maryland's case search site. These shots outline a case involving Ralph and Paula Blasey, Christine Blasey Ford's parents, presided over by Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. She's not just mentally ill with something that never happened. There was no rape. There was never any murder. He says he was never there. I believe him. But let's assume he was there. He was probably some drunk kid, and he was groping at her. If that ever happened. It's not rape. It's not murder. She's an hysterical, feminist, liberal, I hate men's club president. Out to get Trump at any cost, out to get Kavanaugh at any cost, and to ruin the life of a good man who, by all, everything I've ever read about him and watched him, is one of the finest individuals you'll ever see, representative of what it means to be a Republican male. A good person who sacrificed and disciplined his entire life and got married and raised his family and took care of his children and does and coaches girls basketball. This guy's a Boy Scout and a saint. It just doesn't get any lower than this. Was he once drunk in a room with her? He says he was never even there. I'll take his word for it. But like I said, before I'd heard that he denied he was ever in that room, the argument I would have made was, sure, he was in the room. So what? She was never in danger of being raped. He was probably trying to kiss her. Never in danger of being murdered. These are the hysterical rantings of a woman who needed psychiatry and who needed couples therapy because her marriage was falling apart because she claimed she couldn't have a decent relationship with men and she wanted to blame it on something, so it became an incident in a room once in her life that lasted 2 minutes and she ran and nothing ever happened to her. But I'll take his word, he was never even there in that house that night. I'll take Brett Kavanaugh any day in front of congressional hearings over this woman. And by the way, her attorney's a joke, too. Her attorney's a joke. Before I even get to what a joke the attorney is, an even better story. Trump and McConnell say Feinstein didn't even bring up the accusation by the far-left professor at their meeting. They had a meeting and it never even came up. You know why? Because they were trying to nail Kavanaugh on 1,000 different issues. Cory Booker was busy trying to nail him for racism against Muslims, which, by the way, the emails they released show he was anything but racist against Muslims. He was fair and nice, probably too nice. But when they couldn't nail him and there was no way to stop him, and it would be a 5-4 conservative court, Supreme Court, for the next 40 years, they went to a desperate last chance Hail Mary. And that Hail Mary was something that Feinstein had in her hands but never ever disclosed to anyone, never asked a question. They submitted thousands of questions to this guy Kavanaugh, thousands, and not one of them involved a letter they had in their hands for weeks. It's a setup. They're Borking him. They're Clarence Thomasing him. This is a joke. On Thursday, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein, referred a mysterious letter about Kavanaugh to the FBI. Feinstein had been holding on to the letter since earlier this year. The woman's a far-left activist, Christine Blasey. She spent all weekend deleting her social media accounts. The only other witness to the alleged attacks that had never happened, the allegations are completely nuts, he said. Brett Kavanaugh responded to the allegations, refuted the 36-year-old claims, and said he was not even at the party in question. Now, maybe this happened, by the way, but she's destroyed a man's life, or tried to. She won't. He'll be a hero. He'll go down in history as a great Supreme Court member. But she's dragged his name through the mud, and his two daughters, can you imagine what they're going through? And his dear wife, what she's going through. And he wasn't even at the party. It wasn't him, you idiot. I guess she thinks all white men look alike. I guess. All white Republican men must look alike to Christine Blasey. Moments ago, President Trump addressed the media. Trump called out Senator Dianne Feinstein for not bringing up the alleged incident when she had her private audience with the Supreme Court nominee last month. She was with the Supreme Court nominee, and she never brought it up. McConnell goes off on Democrats over 11th-hour allegations. And the liberal hack lawyer for Kavanaugh's accuser is a major Democratic Party and MoveOn.org donor who defended Bill Clinton from charges from Paula Jones. And defended the Minnesota senator, the comedian Al Franken. No Democrats never do anything wrong. This is an I Hate Republican Men's Club event. They'll go after anyone. They don't care if you're black or white as long as you're a Republican. They'll go after Clarence Thomas. I'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio radio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/route. usgoldbureau.com/route. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wild day with War, another wild day in Trump land. Another great day in Trump land. What do we all do in talk radio before Trump? How did anyone speak for 3 hours a day? I don't know. I am the luckiest guy in the world. I am spoiled for the day I got on radio. It was Donald Trump in the news 24 hours a day. What did people do in the old days before Trump? Man, is life exciting nowadays. It's easy to talk 3 hours a day. I could talk 9 hours a day about everything swirling around Trump. He's a tornado. He's a hurricane. He's an earthquake. He's a tsunami. Chinese said, may you live in interesting times. We live in interesting times. By the way, big announcement today, Newsmax TV expanding to 80 million homes. We're in 50 million homes. I've been dropping hints left and right on national radio and national TV. But the Wayne Allen Root Show will be now seen in 80 million homes over the next year. Right away, right off the bat, we're adding 10 million. And then over the next year, we'll be up to 80 million homes. How cool is that? It's just more Wayne Root all the time. Gotta like it. I announced last Friday that I've been offered a contract and agreed to nationally syndicate my newspaper column all over this great country. And now my TV show will be heard and seen and watched by an extra 30 million people, 50 million today, 60 million in the next month or so, and then 80 million over the next year, hopefully way before that. But they're not, you know, they're trying to be very conservative, excuse the pun. I am your relentless warrior. You see how relentless I am. Good things just keep happening to relentless people who hammer away at the cherry tree like George Washington. I just hammer away and hammer away and hammer away with the axe, and eventually the tree will fall. And along the way, you just go, God, I'm tired. God, why isn't it falling? It never falls. Something's wrong. And the average person gives up, and some people blow their brains out, you know? But I just keep fighting. I just keep hacking away, and eventually the tree always falls. 2 years ago, I was just a guy who went on TV a lot talking about Trump. Now, national radio, national TV, nationally syndicated newspaper column, new book coming out about Donald Trump called The Trump Rules, which will be, I guarantee you, a New York Times bestseller. And my TV show has Bill O'Reilly on it, and it just expanded to 80 million homes. How much better can you get in 2 years? But to me, it all went slow. Too slow. I'm a guy who wants everything yesterday. So I just hacked away and hacked away and hacked away at that tree. I was never satisfied, never happy, but eventually I knew it would fall, and it fell. By the way, this show is sponsored by the U.S. Gold Bureau. They're the main title sponsor of the show. And I've teamed with the U.S. Gold Bureau for a very special offer. They call it the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. And the set includes 100 silver American Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. I said 100 silver American Eagle coins, all coins investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. So you pay what they paid. How do you not make money on this deal? No shipping, no cost for delivery insurance. They pay for it. The call is free. And you get the coins at dealer cost. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box will hold 500 coins so you can expand your collection and hold it all. Call today at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. If you already own precious metals, you're not wanting to become a true investor, or you're wanting to become a true investor, not just a collector, they also have special offers on customized investment packages, ideal for diversifying the portfolio you've already got. So give them a call at 885-GOLD. They're the only company in the world that was selected by the state of Texas to run the Texas Bullion Depository. Quick call, Ron from Las Vegas on line one. Ron, you're on with Wayne Root. What's up?
How are you doing, Wayne?
Good. What's on your mind?
I had a couple questions. The first question was, if I thought I heard it correct, did they say that she had taken a polygraph test and it was from the FBI?
That's what they claim. That's what they claim. But do you trust anything the FBI does anymore? I don't.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, mind you, because we had such a division in the FBI. They should get together and have four people, one from each party, a couple lawyers, whatever, and both the two people, Kavanaugh and this woman, and put them on a polygraph test as they're asking the questions. That would clear it up, because I don't believe this ever happened. I think that you could tell the truth thinking that it did happen and it must have been somebody else, or, you know what I mean? I mean, that's what I thought. That's what I think.
I agree with you. I agree totally. I think this woman in her mind, just like O.J. Simpson believed in his mind, he didn't kill his wife and that kid that was with her. I'm sure he believes that he didn't kill her. Was it Nicole Simpson? He didn't kill Nicole. He didn't kill the kid. Goldman. But the end result is, you know and I know, he killed him. Anyone could believe anything in their mind. But 35 years later, it's all shaken up. It's all mixed up. She doesn't know what she's saying.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
War now!
USA Radio News.
What's left of Hurricane Florence continues to dump heavy rain from the mid-Atlantic to the Ohio Valley, and it's heading to the northeast. The death toll is nearly 24, and it could go higher with widespread flooding and rivers that continue to rise. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
For many parts of North Carolina, the danger is still immediate. Flood waters are rising as rivers crest, and they will for days. I urge you, if you don't have to drive, stay off the roads, particularly south of U.S. 64. Don't drive around barricades. We're seeing this happen now, and the result is not good.
The State Transportation Department says more than 1,100 roads are closed from the mountains to the coast because of the flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wait.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now on USA Radio Network. As I told you moments ago, lots of good news in the last few hours, literally in the last 72 hours. I became a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist, as well as already nationally syndicated here on radio, on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax television host. And then today, Newsmax TV announced that we're adding 30 million cable TV homes. So very exciting news going on in the world of yours truly. Don't ever say that Donald Trump doesn't do good things for the economy. He's certainly done good things for my economy. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable. It covers very little, but there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom at Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Our rights come from God, not from government. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare right now and take back control of your health care. Do it today because there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. My kids are members. I put my kids' health in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. That says it all. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show from almost the very first day. All right, we've got our guest on the line, Matt Couch. He's the founder of America First Media. America First Media, the website's af-mg.com. af-mg.com. I guess that means America First Media. What's the G for? Matt, I have no idea what that means. What does that mean?
Hey, it's all right, man. It's all right. The G's for group, America First Media Group. So.
Got it. af-mg.com. So tell us, you're the guy who first broke the story about Christine Ford's parents, defendants in a 96 foreclosure case with Brett Kavanaugh's mom as the judge. I mean, that is a massive story. I'm sure it won't be on any of the evening news tonight. It won't be on CNN, won't be on MSNBC, won't be on PBS, won't be in the New York Times tomorrow, won't be in the Washington Post. It should be the number one news story in America. A guy who's about to be a Supreme Court nominee is accused basically of rape and almost murder by a crazy liberal feminist whose mother and father lost their home in a proceeding with the judge who is that guy's mother. My God, that's huge.
It's unbelievable. And you know, other than yourself, you know, Laura Ingraham is the only national personality who's picked it up and actually you know, has talked about it. Others are kind of skimming around the issue, but it's a heck of a story. Larry Beach on our team, one of our deep researchers, we've got a whole investigation team that investigates things all around the country, you know, came up with this, that Christine Ford's mom, you know, Paula Blassi, and her dad, Ralph Blassi, were basically defendants in this foreclosure case back in 1996 in Maryland. And, of course, the judge, Martha Kavanaugh, the mom of Brett Kavanaugh, that should be the front story, I believe, right now. What do you think?
I would think, and you guys are absolutely certain, I'm not sticking my neck out here and being an idiot, this was absolutely in Maryland court proceedings. You can look it up and all that. I saw you can click and go find it, but I had no time to do that. This is a fact that this happened, that his mother, Kavanaugh's mother, was the proceeding judge in a case where her parents lost their home, correct?
That's correct, absolutely. We've got the court dockets on our website in the article as well, so you can check out the court dockets, and all of it matches up. There was seven different filings. Some of them look to be duplicates. Of course, you know, the interesting thing too, you know, Wayne, is it looks like there was an ongoing judgment that started in around 1990 with seven cases. They culminated to a foreclosure case in 96 for, of course, which Martha Kavanaugh was the judge. There's also a 1982 contract case, but we can't quite determine the details. We're digging on that right now. And then it's just, you know, it's interesting. You know, the brother of Christine Ford used to work for the law firm that now represents Fusion GPS. You just can't make this stuff up.
Wait, so say that. Wait. You got to say that again slowly because I want to hear that. The brother of Christine Ford, the accuser, once worked for Fusion GPS, the group that tried to frame President Trump?
He worked for the law firm that now represents Fusion GPS. He doesn't work for them any longer, but it was back in the 2000s. But he's got ties to all of these people, and that's the brother of Christine Ford. You know, we're not saying there's anything there, but you just can't make up how all of these people, and especially all these people on the left, seem to somehow, you know, Wayne, be connected.
And by the way, a great friend of this show, a gal, I guess I won't say her name, because I don't want to in any way and shape embarrass her unless she tells me she wants her name used, but she's always sending me great texts, and she just sent me the actual court docket in Maryland that shows that Richard Price and Ralph Blassie, defendant information. Oh, I see. Defendant is Ralph Blassie. It's a foreclosure, and the judge was Kavanaugh. So it's actually a fact, and I've got it in front of me. I know it's a fact from hearing it from our great investigative journalist guest, Matt Couch, but I just wanted to mention that she just sent me a text with that court case. So we're all on the same page. It happened, and who in their right mind would believe someone who's now trying to frame someone in the last seconds about something that happened 35 years ago without a single witness that involves, you know, a guy whose mother was the judge who presided over their parents' foreclosure. I mean, you got to be kidding me. But you know what's funny? I remember when they came after Judge Roy Moore. Do you remember? It turned out there was a connection between one of the accusers was also in court, and Judge Roy Moore was the judge who presided over, I think, a bankruptcy case 30 years before for, again, it was either her brother or her. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was her. And nobody cared. No one gave a damn, Matt.
Right. No one cares. And think about the Roy Moore situation in Alabama, too, Wayne. I mean, literally, that story is dead in the water. The only person suing anyone in Alabama is Roy Moore. He's suing all these people for falsely accusing him.
I've never even heard that. I didn't even know he's suing them. I had no idea he was suing them, and I wondered where the story went. If he really did all those terrible things to all those people, where did that story go? It's gone.
Right. Why aren't they suing Roy Moore if that was true? Why aren't they taking Roy Moore to the cleaners if this was true? And
because they could never prove it, even if it was true. My point is, 40 years old, and it's his right against theirs. They could never prove it anyway. But this one is far worse, because here's what I always said, okay? That's probably a terrible thing to say, but Roy Moore just looked a little strange, and his response was really strange. His response was horrible. Whereas Brett Kavanaugh, you know, I'm a good gut instinct guy. Brett Kavanaugh is a sweetheart. Brett Kavanaugh is a freaking Boy Scout. This guy loves his wife, loves his two daughters, and he is the cleanest gene in the world. He is cleaner than clean. And for them to bring this up at the last minute shows it's just a lie being made up by desperate people wearing pink vagina hats at anti-Trump marches. That's what this comes down to.
No, you're spot on. I mean, my argument to people that I've been debating, of course, on this today is, you know, Brett Kavanaugh's been a federal judge for 12 years in what many consider the second highest court of the land, which is, of course, the Court of Appeals in D.C. And no one had an issue with it. He was overwhelmingly voted by the Senate to be a federal judge. There was no issue for the last 12 years as he's resided over the second highest court in the land. And they waited until almost the very last day to bring up this letter Dianne Feinstein did, Senator Feinstein. It's just typical. And, you know, one of my investigators, one of my PIs said this with the Roy Moore situation. He said, you wait, Matt, this is going to be the standard now that the Democrats use. Every time something like this happens, they're going to bring this card out just like they did against Roy Moore. And here we are, Wayne, seeing it again.
Right. And by the way, I've been quick to defend a lot of the liberal men who were accused, too. You don't know who did what they did. There's no proof of any of this. The only guy who appears to me that really did something bad is Weinstein. I mean, he really does appear to be a bad guy, and I get that. But again, it's not been proven in a court of law. Until it's proven in a court of law, he's not a bad guy. You just think he's a bad guy. But a lot of the rest of them have a lot of holes in their stories. And even Weinstein, who my gut is a bad guy. But, you know, just because you're a bad guy doesn't mean that there aren't 10 women you did something bad to, but the other 30 are all jumping on board to get a lawsuit payday. I think there's a chance that half the women jumping on board, he never did anything to them, or they came on to him and said, hey, I'll have sex with you if you give me a job. Some of them, he was a bad guy. I don't think there's any question. Sounded to me like he tried to rape or pigeonhole women and force them into it. But some of them probably were willing to go along with it to get a $1 million part in a movie, but they jump on board the thing 30 years later after they're rich and famous, so that they can now say, oh, woe is me. I was part of the Me Too movement. So I think all of this you have to look at with such skepticism.
You absolutely do. And, I was even telling my wife this, you know, we were happily married, got three daughters. And I can't imagine, though, if, you know, girls I dated when I was 16, 17, or 18 started, you know, to tell things or make accusations or things like that. I mean, it's just, it's absurd. I mean, I can't remember what I did 2 weeks ago, let alone you know, 35 years ago.
Matt, let me tell you a personal story. You'll find this really interesting. I've never told this to anybody in the world. You're going to hear it firsthand on the air. No one else has heard it, and you're the first one to hear it, along with my listeners. So in 2008, I, Wayne Root, won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination at the Denver Convention for the Libertarian Party, 1,000 delegates, national TV, and I beat out several other people and won the vice presidential nomination, came within a whisker of winning the presidential nomination, became Bob Barr's running mate, and the next morning was on Fox News with Neil Cavuto. A real fairy tale story, right?
Wow, right.
I only had seconds to enjoy it. Minutes to enjoy it. The minute I get off the air with Cavuto, it's in newspapers across America. Not headlines, of course, because it's only the Libertarian Party. But there were still stories in newspapers across America that Wayne Allyn Root is the Libertarian vice presidential nominee. And do you know, within minutes, I get a phone call from the media that a group of three men has called the media. I don't remember which newspaper. I think it was a San Diego newspaper. And they called the media and said they had a story to sell them about Wayne Root. I'm like, what? I just got the nomination seconds ago. What's the story? And so, you know what? The music is on. That means you're going to a break. This is perfect. We'll leave everybody in suspense, including Matt. Matt, hang on the line, okay?
Yes, sir.
We're going to come back. I'm going to finish the story, and then I want to hear your story about the Seth Rich murder. And to me, it's very clear someone in the Democratic Party high up at the DNC or the Hillary Clinton campaign or Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation had something to do with it. And I'd like to hear what Matt Couch has to say when we come back. He's the founder of America First Media, and I want to finish my story about accusations against me. This is a travesty. Anyone could say any lie about anyone without any facts to back it up. I'll prove it next. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. My guest is Matt Couch. And by the way, I wanted to give kudos where kudos is due. She said to go ahead and use her name, so that's fine. She's always texting me great information. She always vets out great information. Her name is T.K. Crabb. She's the former political director of the Clark County Republican Party. Whenever I say things on the air, she looks it up for me and finds me some great information. And she says, for everybody, just go to Maryland Judicial Case, and the case number is 156006V, and you will see that that Kavanaugh's mom was the judge presiding over the case involving Blassie's parents. Case number 156006V, Maryland Judicial Case. And T.K. Crabb provided that information. Thank you, T.K., always with great info. Matt Couch is our guest. I wanted to finish that story, Matt. Have I got you on the edge of your seat? Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There
sir?
You are. There you are. Now I can hear you. I knew you were there. I could see you on my screen. You're there. I figured you had me on speaker and you had it on mute and you couldn't answer back. So I just wanted to finish my story real quick. So I win the Libertarian vice presidential nomination. I'm on the presidential ticket. I'm doing Neil Cavuto's show. My life just changed. You know, I'm going to campaign all over the country. I'm running for president of the United States on the Libertarian ticket, or vice president in my case, but on the presidential ticket. And literally, I don't have 2 seconds to enjoy it, and I get calls from the media that people are charging that I lied to them as a businessman. And I'm like, what? And the charge was I had 150 employees and 100 salesmen sitting in an office in Los Angeles in the year 2000. And the first day we're in business, I remember the speech they're talking about. I gave a speech to my 150 assembled employees and told them my goal was going public. And if they stayed with me for 3 years, they would all get stock options in my company if we ever were lucky enough and blessed enough to go public. And if they stayed with me 3 years, the three people claiming I lied to them and I was a criminal and a con man and a fraud because I never gave them their stock, when I went back and looked at the records, I didn't recognize any of their names. None of them stayed more than a week. And they thought because I gave a speech that they were getting stock options if they stayed for 3 years, if we ever did go public. And we did eventually go public. Like 4 years later in Las Vegas, wasn't even in the same office or in the same city, but the company eventually went public. And anybody who was with me, I said, for 3 years or longer would get stock options if that was possible. Well, guess what? None of them even lasted a week. And they were complaining because they never got stock options, which they said made me a fraud. Do you understand how the people who make these comments are liars, or they're morons whose minds have make up lies deep down in the inner recess of their mind? They probably would have passed the lie detector test. If you asked them to take one, they probably would have believed their own lie. They didn't even know what they were talking about. There was no options for them. They stayed for a week. They had to stay for 3 years to get an option. You know what a joke it is? Wow. This is what you're dealing with when you're in the public sphere. The minute you become a nominee for something important, or the minute you become, you know, a Supreme Court justice, president, vice president, Senate candidate, someone comes out of the shadows or out of the closet, and they bring up something from 30 years ago with no proof in their own mind. They probably do think they have, you know, they have some sort of vendetta against you. They want revenge. They think in their mind you made it, they didn't, and they want to pull you down, and they're willing to either lie or in their mind, they believe it's the truth. And I'm sure this woman, in her sick inner recess of her mentally ill mind, probably believes he did try and rape her, and maybe she really did believe she'd be murdered. My guess is, I believe him, he wasn't even there that day. So the whole thing is a joke. Just a joke.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, it's just the fact that, you know, Mitch McConnell brought this up today, that they waited until the very last minute to bring this out. They didn't go through the normal judiciary procedures. Everything about this just smells, it stinks, and I think the American people are finally tired of it, and, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of things come out. The one thing that I'm glad that we broke this story is everyone in the country is now digging, on this story. So we broke one thing. Hopefully other people will continue to dig along with this, and more of this will just, you know, come out.
You're going to find that she has a lifetime of being either A, a nutcase, or B, some sort of radical liberal kook, or C, just a radical liberal, if not a kook. And she's just so mentally ill with Trump derangement syndrome that she's told every friend in the world, I'm going to take down Trump, I'm going to take down Trump, and I'll find a way. And, of course, this is the end result. So you're going to, my prediction is you'll find all of that mixed into one crazy character. In any case, quickly, because we've got about a minute left, Seth Rich's death. Tell me what you know and what you think at this point, if you could sum it up in a minute.
Absolutely. We know definitely that there was foul play involved. Our investigation showed that. What we broke a few weeks ago, the most recent update is our sources, and we've got, of course, you know, evidence we can prove this. Donna Brazile, the former head of the DNC, and Muriel Bowser, the current mayor of Washington, D.C., were both at the hospital within minutes of Seth Rich arriving via ambulance, and that is news in itself. But we just want to know why they were there. Maybe there's a perfectly good explanation for it.
Well, what's interesting is Donna Brazile never appeared to me to be a suspect in his murder, because she's the one who brought out in her book that after his murder, she was scared to death and closed the blinds in her office. She thought someone like Hillary was going to murder her. So I don't think Donna did it, but she certainly knows who did it. I'll bet you that much. Something's wrong with that case. Big bad story. Hey, Matt, I want to have you on a regular basis. You are an interesting character and a good investigative journalist on the right side. And so I want Andrew Paul, my producer, to get you on. Anytime you got a great story, bring it to me, and we'll put you on. All right, Matt?
Sounds great. Thanks, Wayne.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Matt Couch, founder of America First Media, af-mg.com. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit Vercel Media.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.